I'd ask Alderman Swiston to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you and good evening. Before we begin the formal proceedings, I just want to indicate that the Board of Aldermen, at least according to what I understand from the clerk, has a prospect of achieving an upgraded sound system, which won't cure the hoarseness in my voice, but may make it more understandable. And meanwhile, we have, for anyone who's having difficulty on the board, we do have more of the headsets available if there's any difficulty in the current conversation, so let us know. All right, I'll begin with the Land Use Committee and the Chairman of Land Use, Alderman Mansfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Land Use Committee tonight begins on page 45. Docket item 109, Jacob and Associates, 1232 Washington Street, West Newton, was approved 7-0. 40908, Newton Auto Group Incorporated, 1235 Washington Street, West Newton, approved 7-0. 41308, Los Angeles Auto Body Incorporated, 41 Los Angeles Street, Nonantum, approved 7-0. Docket item 37608, Jan Spiro, petition for a special permit and site plan approval for a rear lot subdivision in order to construct a new single-family home to the rear of an existing single-family home, including a waiver of the 20-foot driveway requirement and a technical waiver from providing parking on-site, located at 296 Ward Street, Ward 7, Chestnut Hill, was approved 7-0 with one abstention. On page 46, 38508, CCMH Newton LLC, Chesapeake Hotel Limited Partnership, petition for special permit and site plan approval, and this is for the Marriott Newton Marriott Hotel, to convert approximately 5,000 square feet of storage area to meeting rooms and ballroom, to convert an outdoor swimming pool and jacuzzi to a function deck with a seasonal tent, to waive 53 parking spaces and allow stack parking for up to 53 additional spaces with valet parking, to waive various parking facility requirements, including interior lighting and landscape requirements, and to delete and replace condition number 3 of special permit 59567 to allow, with provisions, changes to the interior building layout without further special permit amendment. All exercised at 2345 Commonwealth Avenue, Ward 4, Auburndale, and that was approved 7-0 with Alderman Fishman asking to be recused. Then 1509 was a public hearing and that is held for working session. And for the next item, actually, may I go to the next page first, Mr. President?
Please.
On page 47, I have one further one to report out. Application for Class 2 Auto Dealer License 40608, Robert Leone, 14 Beach Street, Newton. It was approved 7-0. Now, going back to page 46, you'll notice that that item appears on second call. It was placed on second call by Alderman Danberg, I believe. But I would like to move suspension of the rules. At the time, I thought it was the only thing on second call, but something else has appeared. But nevertheless, I'd like to move suspension of the rules because you have on your desks tonight a request from the attorney for the petitioners, G. Michael Peirce, asking to postpone the consideration of the of his client's petitions for 2 weeks, which is a motion I understand that Alderman Danberg intended to make on second call. I'd like to move suspension of the rules for that purpose and also for the purpose that I also have here a request for an extension of time for the board to act on this permit.
So motion made and seconded for the stated purpose. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? Please go ahead.
Now, if I could first poll the members of the Land Use Committee for an extension of time through April 6, 2009. All in favor on the Land Use Committee? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 0, 7, 7, 0. Did I get? Maybe I didn't. I know I'm missing somebody, but it's not somebody on the Land Use Committee. I think I missed Alderman Hesmahan. 8-0. Yeah, right in front of me. So then I would report as a recommendation of the Land Use Committee that the board approve the petition for an extension of time on which to act until April 6, 09, by a vote of 8-0. If I could, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, I would like to take up the second call item and move at this time, if that is under the suspension of the rules, a postponement to a date certain of March 2nd to consider this opinion, to consider this petition, and also suggest at that time I will give a full report on the petition.
All right. So let's just do the suspension on this item. There's a motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Please go ahead.
I move that this item 38408, David Chodrikos, petition for a special permit and site plan approval to eliminate the use of a garage beneath an existing single-family home and relocate parking for two vehicles on a new driveway within the front setback at 5 Stafford Road, Ward 6 in Newton Center, be postponed for further consideration until March 2nd.
Okay, so what we do with that is take that as part of the first call vote, as a part of the comprehensive vote, but it'll be part of that report.
Thank you. And now one more thing, if I may.
Yes.
Request to assign a public hearing.
Please.
Next month. This will be on page 53. Docket item 4309 to be assigned for March 10th, 2009. NSTAR Electric Company petition to alter the grade in excess of 3 feet on a portion of the lot in order to construct a retaining wall at 48 Elliott Street, Ward 5, Newton Upper Falls, in a manufacturing district. March 10th, 2009.
Okay. Thank you very much. Zoning and Planning Committee, Chairman Yates.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee report is on page 47 and begins with item 3209, James H. Mitchell, 83 Countryside Road, Newton Center, reappointed as an associate member of the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term of office to expire February 1st, 2010. That was approved 8-0. 37908, Conservation Commission, requesting an amendment to section 2220 of the City of Newton Revised Ordinances by adding a provision for the appointment of alternate or associate members to the Conservation Commission. That was also approved 8-0. 2209, Director of Planning recommending various amendments to Chapter 22 of the Revised Ordinances, Article 4, Urban Design and Beautification Commission, including changing the named Urban Design Commission, deleting the Advisory Board, and expanding its powers and duties to include making recommendations on special permits. That was approved as amended. And that is the committee report, but I'd also like to point out both to members of the board and to anyone of our many fans out there in TV land that there's apparently been some mistaken information put out through the city concerning the home business ordinance. As you know, the Zoning Planning Committee, a week from last night, next Monday, will hold public hearings on the 3-foot grade change, the deletion of footnote 7, and the home business ordinance. The home business ordinance amendments that are proposed for hearing, public hearing next Monday, we're happy to hear anyone speak on them, but the false assertion has been made by some people that this would have an impact, if passed, on family daycare homes within the city. That's not true. The ordinance that's proposed for amendment is specifically not relevant to the family daycare homes. So any of the family daycare providers out there who've been concerned that this might be monkeying with their livelihood, no such change has been proposed. No such change is coming before the board, so they can rest easy tonight.
Well, I'm sure that's good. Chairman of Programs and Services, Alderman Jive.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee report begins on page 47, and all items were held. That ends my report.
Thank you very much. The Public Safety and Transportation Committee, Chairman Liz.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee's report begins on page 48. Docket item 39-09 is on the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $31,100 from budget reserve to the fire department for the purpose of purchasing a new replacement vehicle for the utility pickup truck with the plow. That matter and that item was approved by vote of 7 in favor, not opposed, and that is the committee's report.
Thank you. Public Facilities Committee, Chairman Schnipper.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 49. The first item is 27-09, National Grid petitioning for grant of location to install and maintain 5 feet of 8-inch gas main in Norwood Avenue from the existing 4-inch gas main in Norwood Avenue at 108 Norwood Avenue northerly to the 8-inch gas main in Northern Avenue. That was approved 4-0. I do need to ask for an emergency preamble on that item, and I'm not certain
I think
how
that
to do that.
You can do that as
the emergency preamble? Okay, thank you. The reason for that is that line will feed Cabot School.
Okay.
34-09, Beth Goldbaum, 111 Blake Avenue, Newton, appointed as a member of the Solid Waste Commission for term expiring January 1st, 2012. That was approved 4-0. 40-09 is Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer funds in the Water Sewer Enterprise Funds, transferring the funds from MWRA assessments to utilities as follows. Sewer fund transfer $53,000, water fund transfer $38,000. That was approved 5-0. 41-09, His Honor the Mayor requesting to appropriate and expend $1 million from free cash for the purpose of supplementing the snow and ice budget in the Department of Public Works. That was approved 5-0-1. 42-09, His Honor the Mayor requesting to appropriate and expend $225,000 from bonded indebtedness to the Building Department for the purpose of replacing a boiler at Anger School. That was approved 6-0. You will note that there was a note from Commissioner Parnell at the request of the Public Facilities Committee, which asked the question, should we be able to move forward on the replacement of Anger? Could we utilize this boiler in other buildings? And we have a list of 4 different schools that it could be moved to. So it is not a problem in terms of potentially doing this and then, you know, thinking about tearing down the building in a short period of time. That does conclude the report, but I would like to be recognized to announce public hearings.
Please do so.
Thank you. On page 54 of the new docket, assigned for March 4th, 51-09, NSTAR Electric petitioning of a grant of location to install 1 new pole in Church Street on the southwesterly side of Billings Park. Continuing on page 55, also assigned for March 4th, 52-09, National Grid petitioning for a grant of location to install and maintain 86 feet of 2-inch gas main in Ellis Street from the existing main southerly to 38 Ellis Street. That concludes the report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Finance Committee, Chairman Coletti.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance Committee reports, that's on page 50. Following items are moved first call. Docket item 3909, whose honor the mayor by title, requesting an authorization to appropriate and expend $31,100 from budget reserve to the fire department for the purpose of purchasing a new replacement pickup truck with a plow. Committee recommends approval. Docket item 3709, His Honor the Mayor by title requesting authorization to transfer $25,000 from payroll to expenses within the Treasury Department for the purpose of paying the Munis consultant who provided training and the policies and procedures in the Treasury Department. Committee recommends approval. 35408 is held. 3509, 3509. His Honor the Mayor by title requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $13,860 from budget reserve to the Information Technology Department for the purpose of purchasing software that will enable the downloading of data from the Munis program into Microsoft applications. We recommend approval. First call. On to page 51. Docket item 3609 is Honor the Mayor by title requesting an authorization to appropriate and expend $18,850 from budget reserve to the Information Technology Department for the purpose of upgrading the SunGuard Penimation Community Plus software program. Next docket item is 4209 is Honor the Mayor by title requesting $225,000 from bonded indebtedness to the Building Department for the purpose of replacing a boiler at the Angers School. Next docket item, 4109, is Honor the Mayor requesting an appropriation in the amount of $1 million from free cash for the purpose of supplementing the snow and ice budget in the Department of Public Works. Next item, 40-09, is Honor the Mayor by title requesting authorization to transfer funds in the Water and Sewer Enterprise Funds, transferring the funds from the MWRA assessments to utilities as follows. A sewer fund transfer of $53,000 into the Water Department and a water fund transfer of $38,000. We recommend approval. Next docket item, 38-09, is Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $276,725 from budget reserve to various departments to supplement gasoline, diesel, and heating oil accounts. We recommend approval. And the last item on page 52, 1309, I'm going to put it on second call. And the last three items were held.
Thank you very much. Real property reuse, Chairman Merrill.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report at this time.
Thank you. Post audit and oversight, and Chairman Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report.
Thank you. Committee on Community Preservation, Chairman Lapp.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Thank you very much. I think that concludes all of the items on first call. At this point, I would ask the clerk to call the roll on the first call of committee reports and the new docket.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Brandel.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Colletti.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye, with the exception of 385-08 on page 46, for which I'm recused.
Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile. Alderman Harney. Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Lennon. Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Mansfield.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Parker.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Santirolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schnipper.
Aye, with the exception of 376-08 on page 45, where I am excused.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Vance.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Baker.
Aye.
The vote is 22 yeas with 2 absent on all items except item 385-08, where the vote is 21 yeas, 2 absent, and 1 excused, and on item 376-08, where the vote is 21 yeas, 2 absent, and 1 excused.
Okay, thank you very much. A couple of announcements before we decide how to deal with second call. First, you'll see on the automatic calendar that I had the chairman's meeting scheduled for the early part of the meeting of the first Wednesday in March, which would be Wednesday the 4th. Alderman Linsky indicated to me, however, that there is an opportunity to hear from the health commissioner and others on our emergency preparedness that evening, and I don't think it's wise to try and schedule things that will make it impossible for that meeting to occur because that involves schedules of other people. So I'm prepared to move the chairman's meeting.
Excuse me, Mr. President. That's also programs and services and members of the board have been invited to the library. So at that same evening.
Then we need to sort that out even more. So I'm prepared to move the chairman's meeting to the following cycle, which would be Wednesday, the 18th of March at 7 o'clock. And the purpose would be to look at and discuss the calendar for the anticipated budget discussion. We're expecting the budget from the mayor this year in April after Patriots Day, and with the hope and expectation that the board would be able to deliberate and get its work done by Memorial Day, which has been our prior practice. Alderman Linsky, I think it's important to confer with Alderman Johnson and make sure that we're clear on that first Wednesday and what's going on. At this point, I'd also like to recognize Alderman Swiston for a brief announcement, and then we'll deal with the second call question.
Thank you. I would like to invite the Board of Aldermen. Every year we sponsor a team for the Kids in Jeopardy, and we'll be doing that again this year. So this is one of many things that the Commission does that I think is really great. This is a fundraiser specifically to raise for scholarships for families in need for help, and all of the money does go towards scholarships, and basically each team contributes to participate in this team. So last year I was on the team. I'm really hoping that some other people will be on the team this year. It's really a lot of fun, and ask if the Board of Aldermen would also contribute towards sponsoring the team. I think $10 per person.
I think we're talking about $10 if that's agreeable to members of the board. But they'll hear more about this. You'll hear more about this before the April date.
Right. Definitely. And we're hoping to get a good team this year.
Thank you very much. At this point, we go into second call. However, I would entertain a motion to suspend the rules to allow us to proceed to second call without a recess. If so, it is the will of the board, because I expect the item will be brief. So moved. Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The need for a recess is suspended. We have only one item on second call then. I recognize the Chairman of Public Facilities and Finance, item 1309 on page 52.
On page 52, 13-09, is honor the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $385,000 from bonded indebtedness to the Public Works Department for the purpose of replacing both the salt shed and the Quonset hut at Craft Street. I would prefer not to give a lengthy report because Alderman Lennon is having been to the site. Believe that it can be done for a lot less, and that's why it's on second call to be sent back. So I think we'll ultimately be looking at this in a slightly different manner.
All right, so what the vote was?
Oh, sorry. The vote was 4 in favor, none opposed, and 2 abstentions.
Thank you very much. Chairman of Finance, Chairman Coletti.
Pretty fast. I lost my page. Let me go back. Top of the page, the committee met on this last week, and as the Public Facilities Committee also explained, we had some concerns about whether this was the most important priority for the use of these kinds of capital monies in the Public Works Department, and also whether the particular site could be repaired rather than replaced. So it's probably appropriate that this item be recommitted to both committees, and this is probably one of the most difficult votes out of the committee. 2 in favor, 1 opposed, 3 abstentions, and 2 absent. We almost needed the president to break a tie. So it did get approved, but I think the appropriate motion here would be to recommit this to both committees and see if we can't come up with a better plan.
All right. And Alderman Lennon, you put this on second call.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, after all those, everyone stole all my thunder, but I did have a conversation with the building commissioner today and did speak to Public Works and the mayor's office to have a conversation with regard to the safety and repair of the salt sheds and the Quonset hut. So after speaking to the building commissioner, he did make it known to me, at least, that you know, he would like to take a look at these, and I would like to make the request to send them back to both committees to have the discussion with the building commissioner and try to find a way to do this safely and for a bit less money.
A motion made to recommit to both committees for further discussion. It's made and seconded. All those in any discussion? If not, all those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The item is recommitted. Alderman Johnson? No. I think this can... Alderman Lennon.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could, for just one moment, I think everybody here in the room is aware that we had a devastating fire down in the Nonantum area last week at the intersection of Allison and Los Angeles streets. And once again, our public safety officials in the city and both the police and fire did a fantastic job, as well as everybody that was involved, including the Red Cross and our own Health and Human Services Department. Our community service worker, Ana Gonzalez, did a great job. Just wanted to let everybody know that there have been in order to assist the residents from the home, there have been a number of funds that have been set up. A couple of these are still, the details are in the works. So what I was hoping to do is get some of the information out to you this week, or at least in your packet this week. There have been three separate, the third fund is being set up, I believe, today. But there has been a fund set up for the Doherty family at the Village Bank. The fund and donations are being accepted at the Lincoln Elliott School for the Parvez family, and there was another fund being set up today for the third tenant that was there, Ms. Sheffield. And as I get all these details, I'll get them out to everybody. But for those at home, if you wanted to send me an email or a call, my information's on the city's website, and I can get some information out to you. But in a time of need, if everyone could sort of pitch in, it would be tremendously helpful. So thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Lennon. Now, I should point out also, thanks to the initiative of the Vice President, we're going to experiment with clerk of an interim notice of committee report action, not the committee reports, but just what's happening, like the reports docket, on a Friday-by-Friday basis, so that people will be aware of what's happened during the week as well as at the end of the cycle when we have the full board packet. At that point, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn. All those, second. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you very much.